Buckle up, this may be a long one. 5 years ago or so, in late 2018, me and my friend did a whole Ouija board session and didn't do it properly. We didn't do any research or educate ourselves on it. I know it was a bad idea, but we were both 18 and we were incredibly stupid. During the session, who we thought at the time who came through, we got various answers that were correct. Every single question relating to her family, herself, and her dad's life was correct. Her uncle had passed 6 weeks before, and from what I have heard, he was kind of abusive. But nonetheless, she liked him somewhat, and after she got some healing from this, we ended the session by just ending it. She packed up, and then we continued on hanging out. Between that day and 6 months ago, I always felt a presence in my basement corner where we did the session. It wasn't exactly evil, but it was a very negative presence. I could barely even go over there long enough to change the light bulb when it would go out, let alone figure out how to get rid of him. My parents, who I'm still living with as my dad has dementia and I am broke uni student, I've experienced the same as well. My dad, even before the diagnosis, wouldn't come downstairs after the session, and my mom would only come downstairs to shower and do laundry. My room is down in the basement, opposite side of the basement as the spot, and I generally have the whole thing to myself. For those 4 years, I never even looked over there unless I absolutely had to. In 2001, I started getting into witchcraft and my indigenous folk magic. I started learning properly about witchcraft and occult and all the things like it. I learned everything and anything I could get my hands on before I even started actually practicing because of the shitty event that led me from this one Ouija board session. Then, in 2022, in fact, around late July, early August, my mom convinced me to become a Christian, or I would have to leave our house, being a broke uni student, that would ruin me for a while. So I decided to transition my stuff into folk Catholicism. It has been one of the best transitions I have ever made. In fact, a few weeks, I'm getting baptized into a Roman Catholic church. Now let's get to mid-October 2022. Bring home a large vial of holy water, some white sage my cousin got me, and some eggshells mixed with my hair, my parents' name, and used and redried eggshells, so I get to damn work. I open some windows and pull up the screen portion of my front and back doors. First, I smudge the entire house, really focusing on the area the session was on. I didn't like it, but I grew a set of balls that I knew I always had and stood my ground. When I was smudging, a skull formed in the smoke, and then I blew it away. This is what I think was him trying to fight me spiritually. But I held strong in my practice and faith, and then he left. But to be on the 100% sure, I sprinkled all around the house the holy water and then the yard. Once I finished that, I used the eggshells, hair, coffee grounds, and mix and sprinkled that around my house as a method of protection. It's been a few months now, and now I can look in that corner. I can even go and stand there now and not feel anxious or worried or panicked. My mom is also starting to come downstairs more. My dad, not so much because of the dementia. To be honest, we're just trying to keep him comfortable and having the good vibes. But thank you if you made it this far. This has been my only experience, granted, a 4-year-long experience with a ghost. I feel super weird energy presence around my house. So I lived in this house for the majority of my life. It's fairly new, maybe 20, 25 years old at the time we moved in, which was back in 2010. The previous owners and the realtor told my folks that nothing bad or strange has occurred there. I can't exactly explain why, but I feel like there's something that lingers here. My dad feels the same way too. The upstairs bathroom is odd to me. Ever since I was younger, and even now, I cannot turn fully towards the shower knobs and stream, because every time I do, I feel the presence of someone just standing closely behind me, just staring. Even if I don't close my eyes and face that way, I can still feel it. It doesn't feel malice, but it does creep me out. My bedroom also has something. I have three dogs, and not one of them likes staying in my room for too long. Two of them growl and stare intensely at the corner where the back wall meets the slide closet door. The other dog just stays away and doesn't look at the corner at all. Out of the peripheral of my eye, I sometimes catch a dark shadow hanging around here, and that area is well lit, so I can't explain it. I also have strange dreams where that corner will sometimes pop up, and there will be this weird shadow mass in there too. Every time I wake up from those weird dreams, my whole body is positioned like it's pointing towards the corner, even though I fell asleep straight and facing the wall against the bed. Could be a coincidence. This has happened more than 3 times already. It's all weird and cool, but I wanted to share it with you guys. Thanks. I'm hoping this doesn't break any rules. About a year ago, my wife and I were helping my grandmother in her apartment, and she was developing mobility issues. That night was particularly rough, as she was stubborn and it was close to midnight. My wife and I were both exhausted and helped her to the bathroom. When we were helping her to bed, I suddenly saw from the corner of my eye what at the time I thought was one of my cats. It was black, quick, small, and darted across the room. I instantly went to the direction to where I saw it go. Nothing was there. Even my wife noticed how annoyed I became when I first saw it. I chalked it up for being tired, and I just said nothing. The next day, my grandmother needed help again, around the same time. As we were moving my grandmother to her room, I saw my wife look towards my legs and then had a confused look. After Grandma was out for the night, I asked what happened. At first, she said nothing until I mentioned what I saw yesterday. Then she said she saw the exact same thing. She also thought it was one of our cats, but she couldn't find it. She saw it dart across from my legs to the bathroom. I have no idea what it is. Neither does she. I was hesitant to say ghost or anything like that, due to me being an atheist and trying my hardest to see the rational side. But I have nothing. Our cats were upstairs. No mice, rats, no medical issues on our end that could cause to seeing something. Is this a ghost? I was at home with my brother and his girlfriend. They were in his room studying, and I was doing homework in the living room. We all heard the guest room door open, but nobody else was in the house with us. We checked the cameras. We have inside cams for security, and you could see the door open quickly, and then a shadow figure walks by the door. It wasn't any of us, though. This definitely freaked us out. This is probably one and my only paranormal experience, but I'm curious to see if anyone else has seen anything similar. This happened when I was in my late teens. I've always been a major night owl, and it's not uncommon for me to be wide awake and active in the wee hours. I was still living at home, but my parents were out of town. I had come home around 2 a.m. from doing teenager stuff and had gone to the kitchen to get a drink. As I was walking out of the kitchen, I can hear the distinct sound of water pouring into water. I look down at the dog's dish, and I can see what looks like a 12-inch stream of water pouring down from nothing into the dog's water bowl. I can clearly see the ripples as it is hitting the water. It was late, so I kind of shook my head and kept thinking that since it was an elevated bowl for our elderly, bad-backed mutt, I must just accidentally jolted it with my foot and disturbed the water, and my mind made up the rest. I never mentioned this to anyone and basically forgot about it. About 10 years later, I'm at a small family gathering and everyone is sharing their stories of weird shit they've seen. When my dad's turn, he describes seeing the exact same thing happen at the house. A stream of water pouring down from thin air into the dog's bowl late at night. Has anyone else seen anything similar? Weird scratching noises coming from within the walls. So as the title implied, I've been hearing some weird scratching noises, supposedly coming from within the wall behind my study table at my parents' house. It started in February 2023. The house is not old. My dad had it built, and we are the first family to live in there. About the scratching, it happens only when it's dark and when I'm alone. Mostly around midnight or some late hours when I'm the only one up. It's rhythmic. There's 6 to 7 scratches, then it goes quiet for a variable time period. Till yesterday, I didn't bother too much about it. But what happened yesterday seemed weird. So, I was home alone, talking on the phone when I heard the scratching again, but it was not in the room the sound usually comes from. Just outside the kitchen, which is adjacent to the room. It was coming from behind the refrigerator in the kitchen, somehow making its way closer to me. I'm not advocating for something paranormal. It could be still that I'm just hallucinating or hearing things. I've got some diagnosed mental health conditions such as untreated reactive attachment disorder from my childhood carrying on into my adult life, but still. I'd like to hear some opinions on this and whether or not should I be concerned.